to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
Those all members present?
Prayer by the chaplain, Dale Starl.
Let us pray. Almighty God, a prayer as the legislature reconvenes might fairly bear a resemblance to Solomon's prayer when he became king. He asked that he might be wise and able to govern your people with justice. Lord, in the work of the legislature this session, may there be much wisdom and an equal portion of it granted to each of the senators. We pray that it will be so. Amen.
This time, the chair would appoint a committee consisting of Senator Tillian and Senator Poland to call on the governor to inform the governor that the Senate is ready to proceed with business. At the same time, I would appoint a committee consisting of Senators. They'll call on the governor as soon as Senator Tillian gets his shoes on. And appoint a committee consisting of Senator Ray and Senator Sackett to call on the House to inform the House that the Senate is ready to proceed with business. In the meantime, the Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator Poland. Thank you very much. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the last legislative day and the supplement.
Senator Cotulla. Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Is there objection? Without objection. Journal certified. Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the very appropriate prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests.
Mr. President,
Senator Meeland.
I have a young man from Petersburg here.
Senator Ziegler. Senator Ziegler. Further introduction of guests. Messages from the other house.
We have a message from the House. The House respectfully invites the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chambers on the following dates. Tuesday, January 13 at 2 p.m. for the purpose of hearing Governor Hammond's State of the State message. Thursday, January 15 at 2 p.m. for the purpose of hearing Governor Hammond's State of the Budget message. I have no further House messages.
Senator Cotulla. Senator, stand at ease.
Mr. President, I've been asking now to consent to accept the House's invitation for the Tuesday and Thursday 2 p.m. joint session.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to meet with the governor to meet in joint session to receive the governor's State of the State address Tuesday at 2 o'clock, his budget address Thursday at 2 o'clock. Without objection, send a letter to the House accepting their invitation. Messages from the governor.
We have a message from the governor Budget and Audit Committee, and there's a revised program report containing data relating to the 360 budget revisions made during fiscal year 75. A copy of this will be distributed to everybody.
Does every senator have a copy of that?
We have them for distribution if you don't have them now. We have a message from the governor with executive order number 38. Would you like us to read the message?
Secretary, read the message in full.
Dear Mr. President, under the authority of Article 3, Section 23, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and in accordance with AS 243130B, I am transmitting to you executive order number 38, which transfers the archival functions established under AS 4021 from the Department of Administration to the Department of Education. Along with the Departments of Administration and Education, I believe the transfer of the archival function to the Department of Education to be an administratively and economically sound reorganization of functions within the executive branch. The Alaska State Historical Library in the Department of Education performs many functions which are complementary with the archival program. Further, this reorganization will consolidate public and private archives, thereby facilitating research and other uses which may be made of that material. The order leaves unchanged the responsibility of the Department of Administration for the records management function established under AS 4021, since that function and the archival function are two separable and distinct programs. Section 1 of the order amends AS 1456-080-3 relating to the duties of the historical library in the Department of Education to make it clear that the historical library has the responsibility for acquiring, cataloging, and maintaining archives. Section 2 of the order amends AS 4021-020, which currently provides that the Department of Administration is responsible for both the records management and archival functions. The amendment specifies that the archival function is under the Department of Education, while the records management function remains under the Department of Administration. Sections 3, 4, and 5 restructure the current provisions of AS 4021-030, subsection A, of which presently states what constitutes the archival function, and subsection B, of which presently states what constitutes the records management function. Section 6 repeals AS 4021-050, which provides that the Department of Administration shall adopt regulations for both the archival and records management function. Regulations adopted is covered in sections 30B and 35B, respectively, in the order. The order amends section 38 to make clear that, following the standard state organizational system, the Department of Education, and not just a single position, is responsible for the archives. It also transfers the current provisions in section 30B to a new section 35 in AS 4021. Sections 7, 8, and 9 amend AS 4021-0608, 4021-090, and 4021-130, respectively, to reflect as necessary the transfer of the archival function to the Department of Education. Sincerely signed, James Hamlin.
Further messages from the governor?
We have no further messages from the governor.
Communications?
We have a communication from Chancy Croft, dated July 8. Pursuant to Chapter 170, Session Law of 75, I hereby appoint the following members from the Senate to serve on the Gas Pipeline Impact Committee. Senator John Rader, Chairman of the Senate Members, Senator John Huber, Senator Patrick Rohde, Senator Frank Ferguson, Senator Terry Miller, Senator Clem Tillion. Senator Kay Poland, Chairman of the Senate Natural Resources Committee, will serve as an ex officio member of this committee. I have no further communication.
Reports of standing committees?
We have no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 41 by Senators Ray, Ziegler, and Meeland requesting amendment of the Organic Act of 1897 to permit management of the national forests in Alaska according to modern silvicultural techniques.
Judiciary?
I have no further resolution.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 473 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee by request of the Legislative Council Interim Committee on Shared Revenue with Municipalities. entitled An Act Relating to Municipal Revenue Sharing and Providing for an Effective Date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill 474 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee by request of the Legislative Council Interim Committee on Shared Revenues with Municipalities, entitled An Act Relating to Municipal Revenue Sharing.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill 475 by Senator Huber, entitled An Act Relating to the Transfer of State Lands.
State Affairs, Resources.
Senate Bill 476 by Senator Curtula, entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Longevity Bonus and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill 477 by Senator Ziegler, entitled An Act Relating to Particularization of Persons Entitled to Service Credits for Service Rendered to Alaska Before Statehood.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill 478 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to the exclusion of areas from a municipality.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Bill 479 by Senator Orsini, entitled An Act Providing for a Mandatory Penalty for Escape from Custody or Confinement.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill 480 by Senator Ray, entitled An Act Relating to the Retirement of Elected Public Officers.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill 481 by Senator Ray, entitled An Act Extending the Existence of the Alaska Firefighter Training Center Commission and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill 482 by Senator Matula, entitled An Act Changing the Administration of the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund.
Commerce.
Senate Bill 483 by Senators Rody, Kraft, Petula. Senators Rody, Kraft, and Petula, entitled An Act Concerning Health Care Liability Insurance and Providing for an Effective Date.
Commerce.
Those are all the bills this morning.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar, of which we have none. The intention that we will have a calendar tomorrow. Next item is unfinished business. Special orders. Senator Ziegler. You have the floor, Senator Ziegler. Senator Ziegler moves and asks unanimous consent that he be excused from a call of the Senate for the week commencing February 7th, 1976 and ending February 14th, 1976. Is there objection? Without objection, Senator Ziegler is excused. Further special orders, Senator Chan. Without objection, you have the floor.
Legislative Affairs Agency, for those of you who have not been looking for it since you got here, is now located on the fifth floor. So we have finance division on the fourth floor and Legislative Affairs Agency on the fifth floor of the Capitol.
Senator Ryder.
Having Sergeant Garman was privy to all members this afternoon a floor plan showing where the various committees are now located and also the Legislative Affairs Bureau.
Governor is still located on the third floor. Further special orders. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Ziegler. Further announcement. Senator Ray. Further announcement of committee meeting. You going to announce the caucus?
President, I hope that every member of the Commerce Committee would look at the most recent Commerce assignment committee from malpractice. We will have a meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
About the caucus.
Yes, and Mr. President, there will be a party caucus, Democratic Party caucus at 2 p.m., and there will be a committee on committees meeting upon adjournment.
Further announcements? No further announcements. Senator Curtula?
President, no further announcements. I'm going to ask you
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.